98.3 The Coast, the best mix in the morning show. I'm Brittany Stiles with your music news, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Ed Sheeran told Rolling Stone magazine that he's open to playing weddings for people. He says, quote, "If you ever need a wedding band, I'm there. I've played at three of my friends' weddings and loved it. I always say it's free if I'm free. As long as you sort me out with a lot of food and a bed, I'm there." I have a hard time believing that he would do it for free, but maybe. Elton John and Charlie Puth have unveiled their duet called After All, which will appear on Elton John's upcoming All-Star album with collaborations called The Lockdown Sessions. They met in March of 2020 at an LA restaurant, and since Elton John was already a fan of Charlie's, they started chatting and discovered that they were actually neighbors. So Charlie invited Elton over, and they wrote and recorded a song, After All, which was the first track either of them completed during the lockdown. And Meghan Trainor admitted in a recent interview that she has been secretly battling a panic disorder for years. Meghan revealed that she had her first panic attack in December of 2016. She says her mental health struggles worsened following multiple vocal cord surgeries due to hemorrhage, and then she began to fear that she'd never sing again. Meghan Trainor was diagnosed with a panic disorder and has since sought out therapy and treatment to get her life back on track. I always like it when celebrities share things like that so that we know that it's not just us that go through things like that. So glad she's getting the help that she needs. That's your music news, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Pink and U2 coming up on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix in the morning show.